Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm talking Memorial Day. Memorial Day, originally known as Decoration Day, is a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the U.S. military personnel who died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. From 1868 to 1970, it was observed on May 30th. Since 1971, it was observed on the last Monday of May. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials on Memorial Day to honor and mourn those who died while serving in the U.S. military. Many volunteers place American flags on the graves of military personnel in national cemeteries. Memorial Day is also considered the unofficial beginning of summer. The first national observance of Memorial Day occurred May 30th, 1868. Then known as Decoration Day, the holiday was proclaimed by Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic to honor the Union soldiers who had died in the Civil War. This national observance was preceded by many local ones between the end of the Civil War and Logan's Declaration. Many cities and people have claimed to be the first to observe it. However, the National Cemetery Administration, a division of the Department of Veterans Affairs, credits Marianne Williams with originating the idea of strewing the graves of Civil War soldiers, Union and Confederate, with flowers. Official recognition as a holiday spread among the states, beginning with New York in 1873. By 1890, every Union state had adopted it. The World Wars turned into a day of remembrance for all members of the U.S. military who fought and died in service. In 1971, Congress standardized the holiday as Memorial Day and changed its observance to the last Monday in May. Two other days celebrate those who have served or are serving in the U.S. military: Armed Forces Day, which is earlier in May, an unofficial U.S. holiday for honoring those currently serving in the armed forces, and Veterans Day on November 11th, which honors all those who had served in the United States Armed Forces. On May 30th, 1868, at Arlington National Cemetery, President James A. Garfield said, and I quote, "We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, or one word they spoke. We do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country they accepted death, and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue." God bless you and yours during this Memorial Day weekend. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.